Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary sadness, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
World, this is the Riding Dirty Show. I'm your boy Big XL. All right, let's get into it, man. First and foremost, I gotta start out by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home. Be sure to check us out every Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. going down 100,000 watts of FM airways. Also, gotta say one time for the good people over at Live 365, all right? Now, let me get into it and let y'all know why I rock with Live 365 the way I do. All right, now, Live 365. Last year, we partnered up with Live 365, and we launched our very own internet radio station, all right? Now, the internet radio station is called Ride 95. Now, let me let you know a little bit about Ride 95. We are what's next in hip-hop and R&B. But the purpose of our partnership with Live 365 is as following. If you're an artist, and you know there are thousands and thousands and thousands of internet radio stations out there, but these internet radio stations are not mediated. They don't pay royalties. We partner with Live 365. That way they can handle all the administration for us to make sure all artists we play on our station are properly compensated. So artists, if your music is properly registered publishing-wise, whether it's EMI, ASCAP, or CTAC, and if your music is played on any affiliate of Live 365, then you will receive music, anytime you're played on any station, your music is played, then you'll receive credits towards getting paid for radio play, just like on terrestrial radio. All right, now let me let you know really, really quick how to access our stations. Very, very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you're at live365.com, go to the search engine. In the search engine, type in RIDE95. That's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. All right, you're going to see over 2,000 stations to choose from. Choose us, Ride 95. All right? Once you type it in, you will see our station logo come up. Once you see our station logo, click on that station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you like the station so much and you want to check us out via your mobile device, also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download the Live 365 app, then, again, type in Ride 95, click that station logo, and voila. Music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I got to say one time for the good people over at Bego. We're streaming live on Bego. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Facebook Live. We're streaming live on Facebook Live, giving these artists also more exposure, opportunities to get heard. All right? If y'all rock with your boy, definitely Bego is an app I want y'all to rock with me on. So please, follow me on Bego at Riding Dirty Radio. All right? All you got to do is go to Bego and follow me at Riding Dirty Radio, where we're always streaming. All right? We're always streaming. Okay. All right, ladies and my boys and girls, it's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most. And that's talking to the people on the street, the people that are changing the world, whether it's through arts, entertainment, whether it's through culture, through music, fanaticism, entrepreneurship. basically, this is a platform for people who are just moving, shaking, and changing things. And ladies and gentlemen, today is no different than any other day on the Ryan Dirty Show. So welcome to the show, MC, New York's own, Almighty King Tyler. Let's get my guy on. How's it going, my G?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Man, maintaining, enjoying. You know, I'm in the ATL, and right now in the ATL, man, we're having some crazy weather. We're having some residual, some residue from the hurricane. Shouts out and prayers to all the people who have been distressed in Louisiana. But, you know, it's a gloomy day, but the weather, it's still a little breeze, so the weather is not too bad, man. Just, you know, trying to enjoy the day. How about yourself?
Honestly, I'm doing great, bro. I just left the studio. You know, I just made some new songs, and now I'm just ready, you know?
All right, man. So, look, let's get into it, man. Well, before we even get into it, I got to say, first and foremost, thank you for coming on the show. I'm very, very humble to have you on the show to allow you the opportunity to talk about your career, talk about your music, talk about what you got going on. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to sit down and talk with you.
No problem.
All right, man. So let's get into the story of Almighty King Tyler. The first thing I want to ask, or I got to ask my guy, is where are you from and what was your introduction to this music game?
All right, so yeah, I'm from Long Island, New York, you know, and like the way I came up, you know, I originally started producing and engineering. I used to produce for anybody that was around me, and you know, I started this music group called OD Music, and pretty much I was just producer like my for the artists that was in the group and everything. So that's pretty much how I got my name out there, and then like eventually I got invited to go on tour. And then after that tour, I just wanted to just record records, and I never stopped from there.
Okay. All right. No doubt. No doubt. Now, I got to ask, man, being from the East Coast, being the home of hip-hop, where hip-hop was born, what type of pressure is that on someone to uphold that East Coast heritage in this hip-hop game?
Paul, can you ask that question again?
All right. Being from the East Coast, where hip-hop was born.
Yeah.
Home of legendary MCs. Mm-hmm. What type of pressure is that for you as an artist to carry that East Coast mantle?
To be honest with y'all, I don't think there's a lot of pressure because, you know, the East Coast, you know, it's instilled with me, you know, the music. You know, I grew up on a lot of Jay-Z. I grew up on Rakim. I grew up on Jadakiss. And, like, I feel like by me knowing the history of where I'm from and where I came from, it's like the backbone of my music. And I feel like it's never going to leave. So I feel like it helps me. I don't feel any pressure from it. I feel like as long as I know my history and know where I come from and who I came up with, like, it's not really that much pressure. You know, honestly, it's inspiring because knowing that, like, I'm from the East Coast. I have to represent. I got to come through with it, you know. So, yeah, I get more motivated than any pressure.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Now, how do you feel about lyrics and bars? Because a lot of East Coast is known for being very bar heavy, having a lot of substance when it comes to their lyrics. So how do you feel, or how important is it for you as an MC to make sure that you're bar heavy and you're giving the people substance?
To be honest with you, I feel like bars are... I mean, I know nowadays it's 2021. Nowadays, most people are just looking for the melodies and the sonics of the music. But myself personally, yeah, I look for bars. Like, I look for, like, I'm somebody that's into the story and I'm into, like, metaphors. Like, it got to feel powerful when I listen to your music. Like, I feel like having bars, like, that's where I come from. Like, you know, freestyle rapping and everything. Like, bars is just, like, that's how I came, that's where I came from, you know? So I feel like it's important to still try to get that creativity in the music. I don't think people should try to, like, leave that out the equation. I think having bars is, like, important, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. All right, let's rewind a little bit. At what age did you jump off the porch and realize that you had a talent to pursue music as an MC, as an artist?
Probably, like, 17.
Okay. And what inspired you at age 17?
What inspired me, truthfully, I just always, like, what inspired me, honestly, I just remember at the time, Kanye West, he produced my, he came out with the my Dark Twisted Fantasy. And at that time, I really, you know, I was really, like, I was producing, like, and I always wanted to rap. I always wanted to rap with my beats. So at that time, I always felt like, you know, I understood how, like, song structure goes and stuff like that. I felt like I understood how to put a song together. So to be honest with you, while listening to Kanye West, I always told myself I want to make an album like this one day. So that's honestly how I got started into rapping and putting lyrics onto my beats, to be real with you.
Okay, no doubt. Now, being 17 years old, and that's very, very young to be jumping in the music business. When you first started, like, how serious were you, and how hard was it for you to actually find, like, a place to record the beats to bring your sound to life? Like, how hard of a process was that for you?
At first, it was a little hard because, you know, I built my own studio. So, like, at first, I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know the proper tools to get, you know. And for me to, like, develop this sound, I had to go through a lot. I had to meet up with a lot of different engineers. I had to, like, because, you know, I was learning how to engineer myself, and I was going to school for it. So, you know, it was a little rough because I didn't really know how to get the sound that I want. It took a little time to really perfect my craft and try to get the sound that I really want, you know.
No doubt. I can dig that. All right, now, at what point did you decide to start taking it to the stage and performing the things that you actually recorded in the studio?
When I did my first talent show, to be honest with you, like, it was 12th grade, and, like, there was no other rapper that was doing a talent show. And, like, myself, I always felt like, you know, I'm somebody that likes to be different. I'm somebody that's, like, not scared to be out of my comfort zone. So I figured, like, if I were to do the talent show, that would kind of open my eyes to what I could become. And, you know, I signed up, you know, I got in. And when I did the talent show, this is how I knew it was my destiny. When I did the talent show, I had a song called Can't Stop, Won't Stop Chasing My Dreams. And, like, once I sung that first line, the whole audience catched on to the chorus, and the whole school was singing my song. And for a week straight, I up and down the hallways, I kept hearing people saying, "Can't stop, won't stop chasing my dreams." And, like, from there, I just knew, like, okay, now I'm gonna take it to the next level. I have the power to influence. I have the power to get people to rock with my music. And then from there, I never stopped.
Okay. All right, look, let's talk a little bit about that name, because it's a very, very powerful name, Almighty mm-hmm. King Tyler.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the name, how the name came about. Why'd you choose it?
I was looking to be honest with you, like, why I chose Almighty King Tyler, because I honestly feel like it's a reminder to myself to know that no matter what, I'm born to be a king, you know. I'm a young king. I'm born to deliver greatness, you know. And, like, I felt like with my name, it's just going to only be impactful. It's only going to motivate the people. It's only going to motivate myself and the people I keep around. So I kind of felt like it's just more of a movement. It's just more of a mentality, you know. And to be real with you, you know, at first it was just AK Tyler. And, you know, people didn't know that at first, that it was Almighty King. But then I had to explain to them that it's an acronym, you know, AK is Almighty King. So I kind of just felt like, you know, I'm just building a movement for for anybody that's feeling down. I want them to think of Almighty King as somebody to look up to. You know, Almighty King is a character. He's somebody that's just going to inspire you. And I feel like I should just carry that name with me. You know, it's just a powerful thing.
No doubt. It's definitely a powerful name. It definitely makes me think of hip-hop royalty when I hear it. All right, now, because the world is about, and we spoke about lyrics, and we spoke about melody. As an artist, what What will fans get when they hear the music of Almighty King Tyler?
Alternative, just a lot of melodies, just a lot of honesty. I like to experiment a lot, and especially like right now, what you're gonna get from my music, you're really gonna just get it's like a roller coaster. You know, I'm gonna take you on a roller coaster. You know, I'm very versatile when it comes to flow, especially in concepts. So like, especially my music, you're gonna be thinking a lot. Like for myself, I think my music is for the people that like to think. You know, like I'm gonna really say something deep, and like, but at the same time, I try to keep that balance where, where it's fun, but also at the same time, it's still substance. You know, and like I'm somebody that just love melodies. I love a catchy melody, so I'm just somebody that likes to capture that balance where being melodic and also rapping. You know, I don't want people to box me in as just a rapper. But I'm pretty much just finding that balance, you know. That's really what you're gonna get from my music.
All right, no doubt. All right, man, let's talk a little bit about your latest single. Before we even get to the latest single, let's talk about your distribution deal with EQ Distro, basically a brand that's actually powered under the wings of Rotten Nation. Let's talk about how you got with those guys and what it's like working with them, especially a company that's, you know, under the wings of Rock Nation, and those are some great, great footsteps to be in, great company to keep. But let's talk about how that deal even come about for you, and how's the record relationship at this point?
To be honest with you, so I pretty much been following up with A&R, and his name is Real, and I've been following up with him, and I seen that he posted on his story about Equity Distro, and I was just looking for a distribution company, and pretty much I hit him up saying that, you know, I'm an upcoming artist, and I'm looking for a home to release my music, and like he told me to send over some music. I sent it to him, and you know, I just got nothing but positive feedback, and ever since then, it's been nothing but great. You know, I met up with the whole team. I played them some songs. The relationship got tighter. And, you know, now we're here. I'm releasing my first single, No Limit, with Equity, and we're going to see where it goes from here, most likely to the top. So,
all right, let's talk about No Limit. What's the concept behind the record? Who produced it?
So the record was produced by a producer named Hold Up J. You know, the record, I recorded the record at Mercy Studios in Manhattan. You know, how that record came about, that was the first song I recorded because I moved to Brooklyn, and that was the first song I recorded in my spot. Like, the first, like, I've been going through so much, and that was, like, the first record I was able to just lay down my feelings and how I really felt at the moment in life, you know. And I heard the beat. I felt like the beat was matching the mood. I recorded, it took no longer than a week to get the whole record finished, to be honest with you.
Okay, no doubt, no, definitely no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now what's the concept of the record?
So the concept, the concept is for, this song is for the hustlers. This song right here is for anybody, you know, that's after a goal in life, you know, and they got to stay focused and they got to stay low, you know, like no matter. There's so much distractions, you know, people they see now before they were sleeping on you. This record's now that you're winning in life, people want to start messing with you and they want to start coming around, but it's kind of like, I got to stay low. I'm still focused on stacking my pesos, you know, like this record right here is just for the go-getters. And the concept is this, listen, no matter what, you just got to stay, what's the word I'm looking for? You gotta just stay low key and reserve yourself or just preserve yourself, you know, like just stay in your lane and stay focused. You know, that's pretty much the whole concept, and that's what I want people to get out of the record.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, I gotta say, man, you're very, very well spoken. You sound like a seasoned artist, and I definitely love speaking to well spoken artists, and I definitely can tell that you're definitely headed to the top when it comes to this music game. As an artist, how would you like to be remembered by your fans?
How would I like to be remembered by my fans? Good question. My AK, my fans are, I identify my fans as AK soldiers. Like, for my AK soldiers, you know, I want them to get, like, I want them to know that, you know, Almighty King was somebody that was always there to uplift them no matter what, you know. Like, I want them to get, like, I want them to learn, like, no matter where you are in life, you always can rise above from whatever position you're in. And that's something I want everybody to learn, you know, like, never stay stuck at a level where you feel like you're not the fullest at, you know, that there's always ways to improve. And I want people to always remember that when they think of me. Like, I'm somebody that came from zero, and I went all the way up to 100. I'm still on my way, but I'm just saying, I want people to always remember, like, if you think of me, always remember that you're a soldier, you know? Like, I want people to remember that. Like, never give up at your dreams. Never give up on anything, because we're not here to lose. So that's really what I want my fans to get out of.
Okay. Now, as an independent artist, and the independent game is very, very complex, what has been the most valuable lesson that you've learned as an independent artist?
Valuable lesson. Good question. The most valuable lesson, I would say, is to make sure you get your paperwork right. Make sure your business is right first and foremost. Like, if you're looking to take your career serious, make sure your business is correct. I'm talking about it. If you're independent, and it all depends on what you want to do. But I feel like it's important to make sure that, you know, your stuff, like, your name is copyrighted and you got your LLC and everything going on. One thing I learned is to just make sure your business and paperwork is right. Make sure that's correct for anything, just so it could just pretty much clear out your, you know, just make sure everything's simple and make everything, you more, just make sure you're more prepared with everything, you know? That's what I learned.
Okay. All right, my last question for you. We live in an era that social media is king, content is king, the internet is king. How has the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote your music to people?
How did it affect? It affected for the greater, honestly. I think it's now, I feel like now it's easier for independent artists to get shine, because we have our own platform now to just promote and be as consistent as we want. You know, I think right now the power is in your hands to make whatever you want happen. You know, I feel like social media, it made it so much easier for us to grow. You know, I just, like, from just releasing visuals anytime you want to just even building connections. You can connect with somebody on the other side of the world. I'm in New York and you're in Atlanta, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's like, I think social media, it just made everything just more advanced. You know, I just feel like it just made it easier for us to grow, honestly. I love it.
Okay, no doubt. With that being said, man, before we get into this record, let the world know how to find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me at Instagram at Almighty King Tyler. I'll repeat again, my Instagram is Almighty King Tyler, and my Twitter is AK Tyler Music.
Okay. All right. Now, do me one big favor, my G.
No problem, bro.
First, are there any shouts out, anything you want to say in parting?
Shout out to my team. Shout out to Equity Distro. Shout out to the Mighty People. Shout out to the AK Soldiers. And who else? And yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
All right. And last thing, where can people pick up that single? Because it drops tomorrow, correct?
Yeah. If you want, you can pick up the single at Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. It's going to be on all platforms, SoundCloud, Amazon, what else? And also YouTube Music. The song's going to be on every platform, so you can pick up the song anywhere. It's going to be easy.
All right. And introduce the record to the world.
Yo, this is Almighty King Tyler. This is my new single, No Limit, produced by Hold Up J.
All right. Appreciate it, my G. Have a good day.
Yo, appreciate you, brother. Stay blessed.
Hey. AK.
I'm all about peso. I'ma pull up on your block in the benzo. To the window, presidential. The way that I move is official. Yeah, my pockets are filled up with cash. I keep 20 racks all in the stash. I keep bagging up all of the bitches. They loving the way that I'm killing the bag. Yeah. Business on business, bitch means I'm focused on getting the riches. Bitch means I'm focused on stretching the word like it's finished. I'm selling it all to the tennis. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in sales. I just been focused on getting the wealth. I just been pushing away from myself. Swerving the coupe, I don't need no help. Yeah, now they wanna ride my way. Cause y'all nigga ain't paid, yeah, yeah. If you not copping the A, please get the fuck out my face, yeah, yeah. That's how it go. I just been dripping the swag on the flow. I just been bagging the hoes on my show. Half of them look like Marilyn Monroe. Back it up, back it up, back it up. Get a million and triple up. Drinking Deuce at the double cup. Jewels looking like I'm King Tut. Drop top, pulling up. Almighty King, the one we trust. Every single day I'm stacking pesos. Every time I'm in the streets I gotta stay low, yeah. My pockets filled with pesos. I'm focused on a bankroll. Every single day I'm stacking pesos. I get it. I'm staying committed to getting this cash in places I'm flipping. I just been dripping in riches, you know I ain't scared of sharks. Life is a gamble, so I'ma just pick up the dice and then roll it. At first I was feeling so lost, nobody showed no love. Now every single time that I pull up to the hood, they treat me like I'm a young god. In the streets I gotta stay low, all the hoes wanna come say hi. Every time that I come drive by, all in a multiply. Back it up, back it up. Get a million, then triple up. Drinking Deuce at the double cup. Jewels looking like I'm King Tut. Drop top, pulling up. Almighty King, the one we trust. Every single day I'm stacking pesos. Every time I'm in the streets I gotta stay low, yeah. My pockets filled with pesos. I'm focused on a bankroll. Every single day I'm stacking pesos. Every time I'm in the streets, I gotta stay low, yeah. My pockets filled with pesos.
I'll definitely check out this joint, No Limit, on all major streaming platforms, all right? It's your boy, Big XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, I'll see you guys later, all right? Y'all stay blessed. Be a blessing. Stay black and keep it gangster, all right? All right. See you guys later.
Hey.
All right, man. B-go.